mafrish away in kiachis away. They say means he's miyached her, what is called in English a common law wife. In other words, if he's miyached her and he's mafrish her as his wife, with whom he intends to live permanently together, openly, I mean, not to keep it as a secret. So then it's not yichud. In other words, if he lets it known to everybody that he lives with her as husband and wife, so that's yichud. So yichud, when the Rambam says b'yichud b'levad who kene iso, doesn't mean yichud. He goes into a room, he has yichud with her for a moment. He means yichud in the sense of nisuin. I think I heard it from my father, that yichud here means nisuin b'leidushin. In other words, yichud, and what's the Rambam's definition of chupe? Not just yichud. Yichud is one of the ingredients. Three ingredients. Nisyachedimo, mafriseiso liishtei, leikheiso libeises. What is it? Three separate ingredients? It's one thing. It means he lives, he sets her aside as his wife on a permanent level. So that's what we call in English a common law wife, without any act of dushin, nothing. Just he lives with her as husband and wife, what is called the common law wife. That's the yichud, and that's really the definition of nisuin according to the Rambam. It's not three ingredients, three separate elements. It's one thing. In other words, he sets her aside as his wife. So how does he do it? He's mafresh her. He takes her to his home. So that's a common law wife. That's a real yichud. In other words, suppose he's mishyachad with her, but he never takes her to his home. Every night he goes to a different hotel and he stays with her. He doesn't take her to his home. And he lives by himself. That's not nisuin. That's not nisuin. Suppose somebody will be mikdash and isha, and then he'll make an arrangement that she'll never come to his home. But every night he'll take her to a hotel, a different hotel. It will not be nisuin. It means he has to take her to his house and to stay with him together permanently, like husband and wife. Not such an arrangement. That's the yichud of nisuin. It's not. So that yichud of nisuin contains the element of yichud too. We'll soon see whether, as a matter of fact, there is a machlekes between the Bishmuel and the Bach. The Bishmuel in Simen Hay says that according to the Rambam, that yichud is one of the ingredients of nisuin. Three things. So the melee has to be a real yichud. Suppose the door can be opened. So it's not yichud. It's not yichud. Yichud means yichud. So then they have a kashe from the Gemara. So there is a kashe from the Gemara. But in fact, I should have discussed it first. Oh, Tana Rabban, the Fudale from the base, the second line from the end of the Omid. Kinso Rishim Lishim Nisuin. V'yesh lo edim shol nisteo. In ha menisteo v'l yisho aso kedidie. In ha sheni yochel nikin ka nisuin. Sha'ari kinso rishim. And from the Gemara it appears that in such case she is considered like almonim nansui, where the first husband was king as her, and there was Eidim Shaloi Nistero in Amenistero V'leisho Asok Dibi. So and then she married somebody, and then he died, or he divorced her, and then she married someone else. So she's considered Almonim Nansui. So the question is, according to the Rambam, that he soon in Yehud, and if it's Yeshloid in Shalomistro or Nistro will Ishwasa could it be, so what kind of Yehud is there? So there is no Yehud, so how can she be an Almanam in Ansuin? The Bishmuel in Simen and Hein Eben Ezer, he says explicitly that according to the Rambam, if there is Yehud, but it's a place where people can come in, let's say the door is open, it's not locked, anybody can open the door, so that's no Yehud, so it's no Nisui. However, the Bach in Simen Samachalet and the Bismeyar in Simen Nunhei, they say no, how could the Rambam or any Rishon say? So then it's contrary to the Gemara of Tan Rabbono and Kin Solishon Lishon Nisui in Yeshleibu Shal Nistro in Ame Nistro of Nishuasa Kedibie, and according to the Shmuel Emachaname, if let's say there is Yehud, but just for 1 minute, not Kedishio Bie, so which is Kedilitzlis Beitzo the Gemo, Beitzo the Gemo, so then it's no Nisui. And here the Gemara says that she is an Isor. She is an Isor. So the Bach says that the Yichud does not have to be a Yichud, like the Yichud in respect to the Isa Yichud. So there we have Aloche, if there are people who could come in, tell us his Pesua. So even if they are Mishyache, even in Mokim Tzunua, where there are very few people, even if there are certain people, but it's a private place, it's also called Yichud. That's what the Bach says in Sinai Samachal. So we see that according to the Bach, so even the Rishayim who say that Nisuin consists of Yichud, it doesn't mean Yichud in the strict sense, like Yichud Ligabi Seite, in Kanel Yishtei Nistro. So there it means Yichud, it's Mamash Yichud, but if somebody can come in, so there is no Yisa Yichud, there is no Yichud. Here Yichud means not in a public place, in a mokim tzenua. Even if one or two or three can see them, but if it's a private place, not a public place, so it's also you. So in other words, why did I mention it? And we have to say like the Bach. Otherwise, the Shittas Rambam and all the Shemim would say that the Chuppah consists of Yehud, so it would be contrary to the Gemara, that you'd base some dollar, the dollar from the base, and you'd base some dollar, that even if the Aredim shall minister or Aredim shall ensure so could they be, so she's still in Israel. So what does Yichud mean? Yichud here means, like the Rambam says, Yichud. Certainly the Rambam mentions three ingredients. It's Yachidim or the Yafusenolei, the Yichud, Yudil is her base. So it's one thing, it's not three separate things. Means, in other words, he treats her like a wife, you know. In other words, he has privacy with her. It doesn't have to be privacy in the sense of strict yichud. And he's mafrislei as his permanent wife, and he brings her to his home. So that's what we call a kamelo wife. So that's nisui. And the yichud is not to be on according to the Bach. And the Bismaya, it's not to be understood in the sense of Yichud strictly. It means Mokim Tzenua. That's Yichud. Because if he doesn't stay with her in Mokim Tzenua, so that means he didn't treat her as his wife. He didn't even bring her to have privacy with her in Mokim Tzenua. He stayed with her on 42nd Street, Times Square, so. So then it's not Nisuin. That's not Nisuin. But in Mokim Tzenua, even though it's not Yichud in the strict sense, so it is Yichud as far as Nisuin is concerned. That's what the Bach says, of course. And Shmuel is not like that. So then I don't know what kind of eternity we could give according to the Shmuel. I didn't see any eternity. Anyway, so when the Rambam says, that Pi'ed Melech is king of the Pilege, Shuv Yichud, he doesn't mean Yichud, just Yichud. He means Nisuin, without Dushi. That's what the Rambam means. I think I heard that from my father, that part. That Yichud here means Nisuin, without Kedusha, Nisuin without Kedusha. So Mele, so it's not a pshat that that a melech is muter in the love of Rishiyadish, Chasti Sholem. But a melech has a dispensation in respect to the love of Rishiyadish, or he doesn't have a dispensation in respect to any love. He is muter on every love, just like any other Jew. But the pshat by melech is that a melech has kinyoni rishes. Has kinyoni yishes nidlech. He has kinyoni yishes nidlech. It's not just a heta. He can marry a pelagish. Heta. In other words, it's Bila's news, but the Torah gave him a dispensation to be Beobila's news, chasvi sholem. He has a kinyoni yishes of pelagshus. What is pelagshus? That's like the kinyoni yishes that neah, that the Neachet. He Bula Bao. So what do you mean Bula Bao? It's not like Kinyan Bia, Dushi Bia by Israel. Bia by Israel is Dushin, like Kesef is Kinyan, so Shtar is Kinyan. But Bula Bao is descriptive of the degree of Yichud that the Neach realized in his wife. In other words, a common law wife. What does it mean? That's Nisui. But to what degree of Nisuin? In other words, if the marriage was consummated, there was beer. But if it wasn't consummated, so then it's not full Nisuin. So the aloha of Bula's vow by Beneach is not a kin beer. Beneach, there is no kin beer. Beneach is Mufka Fushin. So there is no Bishi Kesa, there is no Bishi Shtar, there is no Bishi beer. But Bula's Baal, essentially, is a kinyan of Nisun. But if she was nichnas lechup of loyni balo, so she is not fully an ishish, because the yichud, the miyardo umafriso leishtei, and the machnis leserbeise is not complete. It's not complete. But the kinyan is the kinyan of Nisui. And I heard from my father at one time, he spoke at the wedding. So he said, we say, the Kaddish Amin is royal, the chuppah of the Kedushin. So the question arises, after all, the Kedushin precedes the chuppah. So we should say, are the Kedushin the chuppah? Why are the chuppah with Kedushin? So the Balito says that we should say, are the chuppah be Kedushin? Not al the chuppah u'kiddushin, but al the chuppah b'kiddushin. But most Rishonim say that, and that's the way we are made. We say al the chuppah b'kiddushin. So why do we say al the chuppah b'kiddushin? That's not the right say there. The kiddushin precedes the chuppah. Suppose the chuppah precedes the kiddushin. So the Mishnah Melachim Perdut Milchasisha says it's a machleket Rishonim. According to the Rambam in the Ritvo in kiddushin b'fiyud. So even if the chuppah Nisuin takes place before the Kedushin, it's effective, and according to the Rashbo, in Yivomet, but in Zion, that's true, at which chuppah is too late. So it's not effective. But even according to the Rishen, it is effective. All right, so it is effective. But the usual procedure is to have Kedushin before the Nisuin, not Nisuin before, not chuppah before Nisuin. So why do we say in the Chassidus HaBroche, Mikadish Amin Yisrael al the chuppah the Kiddushin? So you should say al the Kiddushin the chuppah. So my father said, I remember, I'll tell you when I heard my father. He said it 53 years ago, when the Zricha was in Talmud, my father was Zricha, so got married. So he said it that way. So he said that the pshat of the chuppah of the Kiddushin means that the chronological order, Mikadish Amei Yisroel of the chuppah of the Kiddushin, in the chronological order. Because first, the Yisroel, I mean, the Me'avon Yitzchak Yaakov, before Matan Torah, were obligated to comply with the needs of Menach. So the law of Menach applied to them. So keep him at the table, the Rambam says, Machniso is your base. Now how would the Rambam say? Keep him at the table, or Adam, the day I shall be shook? Oi, oi, oi. I didn't know. Because the day I shall be shook, in Rosso Wood, he will say, so Machniso is your base, or Bale, or Bale, or Bale, or So, it's Machniso is your base. What is Machniso is your base? Where does the Rambam mention Machniso is your base? In the definition of Nisuin, here too. So that was the kinyan that was effective kidim matan Torah, and that is still effective by the neach today. So mikadosh amid nisoyal the chuppah of the kiddushin means that it's the chronological order. First he was mikadosh them to chuppah, and then for kiddushin. That's why it says a chuppah first, because chronologically the Mikadesh Ami Yisrael, the Chuppah took place first. Anyway, so the Pshat is, by Pelegesh, a Melech has the Kinyan of Pelagius. For Yichud, for Nisuin. So the Pshat in the Rambam, in Trumeis, is not that the Rambam says, Yish Chuppah Lipsuleis, of Chuppah without Dushin. So that's a joke? No, it's not a joke. Chuppah without Nisuin means Pelagius. And just as the Melech has the Kinyanishes in the Pelagesh, so a Hedget also has the Kinyanishes in the Pelagesh. A Kinyanishes. That the Melech has the Kinyanishes in the Pelagesh, so I heard from my father in Raya, because there is a love of the Yalva and Roshim, more than 18. So the Rambam Shitti is that the Pelagshes are also counted in the Cheshbon of 18. If Pelagesh, if the Melech didn't have any king and nishes in Pelagesh, it would just be a heifer, be as loose in Pelagesh. So how would she be counted in the union of Yudches? Beisvo Chocheino Vichoheino, which Shmuel said to David. In the union of Ches, so the answer is, Pelagesh, she has a king and nishes. Not the king and nishes of Kedushin, but the king and nishes. In other words, and if somebody will be mizaneh with the Pelegesh Melech, as it happened, you know, with Abisholem, so then he will not be able to love the Raise of Leisinov, but the Yiser of Yidorat Bishtei, the Loi Bishes Chaveire, he'll be able. I heard that from my father too, because in a certain sense, the Pelegesh is also an Ashish, but not. And if you see subdushin, so the love of the sin of him, not the either, but the love of the Isa, of the Dovak Bishni, of the Isha's Chavere, so he'll be there, the same Isa that the Bineach is there, when he's commits adultery, when he's born of Ishishish. So Menele, the same king in Ishis, that the Melech has in the Pelegesh, for Yehud, had it also. So Menele, when the Rambam mentions the love of Yisrael Deisho, he doesn't mention it in Halacha Aleph, Kedem Matan Teira, when he is not in Kaddish Deisho. He just takes her as the Pelegesh and they come a little while. Because in that case, he's not able to Yisrael Deisho. Yisrael Deisho is there only when it's Ibilas Nus Midaraisi. When is it Ibilas Nus Midaraisi? If he has relations with the woman in whom he has no relationship, he has no Kianishes. Just like that, even if she's not a mufkas. So that's Bilas Nusmidaraisi. But if he takes a woman the way they married Kedem Matan Teire, so he has a king in Ishes. But a Hedyat is yourself, not herself, because of the love of the same Beisho. The Rambam doesn't say, so Kivim Shenit Noteiro Nistavo Yisrael Sheim. Yiso Isho, Moisho, Hoyo Odom, Mesi Isho, Kedem Matan Teiro, Hariyo Chayim Malkis. He doesn't say. He says, in Allah Hakim, he says, Pshiro Kalabel Isho, Shem Znus Legdushin, Leikim Nateira, only if it's a Bilas Nus Mamesh, but if somebody marries a woman, is his common law wife, no, without Dushin, but he lives with her as husband and wife, openly, I mean, but without Dushin. So then, he's not in there on the same Isho. Because there is a Kinyanishes, a Kilakshes in the head. But he's even Aveva de Raise because of the Mitzvah of Kinyikach Ishisho Ubolo. So the Mitzvah is that when one wants to marry a woman, he has to marry her for Kedushin. And if he marries her without Dushan, Joseph the Legge, she's mivatlin as the vice. In the same way as when one puts on a Begish Lava contest and doesn't put in Jesus, so he's mivatlin as the vice. So if somebody marries a Pelegesh, the Hegel, and so he's not in a Lava resignation because he has Kianishas. But he's mivatlin as the vice. So that's his special heter for a Melech, that he's not mechuyev to marry a woman after on the Dushan. That's the Pasuk in Shmuel. But not that the Pasuk in Shmuel gives the Melech a heter to be Eiver and Bilas Nus Chas V'Sholem. So Mele, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Yish Chupal Yitzuleis, when there was Nisuin without Dushan. So, they're just going through the motions? No, that's a Pilegesh. So even a Hedyet, not only Melech has a king and Ishes in the Pelegesh. Even a Hedyet has. But a Melech has a heter not to marry Dafke for Dushan, and the Hedyet doesn't have a heter not to marry not for Dushan. So, but the Melech, she is Nifso and Melech. Oh, well, sorry. It's 2 minutes.